This is Vivian Langford reporting from Sydney. It's a beautiful autumnal evening, and Town Hall Square is filled with candles and Lebanese flags. Operation Eternal Darkness is the name of the April attack, which has horrified the world with its cruelty. People are weeping tonight. Many of the Palestinians who have been peacefully demonstrating for 2.5 years are also here in solidarity, and their people are weeping too. But as the Chinese say, it's better to light a candle than to curse the darkness. Towards the end, people were invited from the crowd, and you will hear a young man called Muhammad Abbas, a woman called Liz Jones, and a moving young woman called Hannah speaking about her father called Ziyad and a beekeeper who was murdered by a drone last week called Maruf.
I really believe, when people gather together like this in solidarity and unity, that there's something that happens, the energy that's created between us. It's powerful. And if the people who we're commemorating today, who we're thinking of today, could feel this, I think it would bring some solace to their hearts. So we are on the other side of the world, but we do want the people of Lebanon to hear us. We're going to ask a couple of people who are gathered here today if they want to share a few words, but and it's just a reminder, it's not a call to political action. It's just a message from one heart to the heart of Lebanon.
My name is Mohammed Abbas. I come from the southern part of Lebanon in a village called Aitarun. My village borders the Israeli occupation, and for years, going back even before October 7 and just the recent murders that a lot of Israelis have committed over the past few weeks. This is a situation that dates back for years, even towards my mother's time back there, where she stood and lived in the village for a long time. And so did I. And over a few years, I had the opportunity in 2019 to come back to Australia, and a part of me wishes I never left, because I'll always feel this guilt for leaving my family and friends in the south and in Lebanon. Words are escaping me. My heart and goes to all families who have lost a young one in Lebanon. And it really warms my heart to finally see such large groups stand together after such a long time. My prayers go to all the families, to all my friends in Lebanon. Thank you very much.
Hi everyone, I'm Liz Deep Jones. I'm Lebanese Australian. My parents were born in North Lebanon. Unfortunately, they're not with us anymore, and I'm kind of glad they can't see this heartache and what's happening in our beautiful Lebanon. And shukran to everyone here tonight. Thank you for coming to bring love, peace, and light in solidarity. I just recently wrote this poem because I needed to express my frustration, my anger towards what is happening in our Lebanon, the illegal Israeli invasion, and the continuous war crimes that they keep implementing with impunity. This poem I wrote is called Ya Habibi. Ya Habibi, your land, your home, your birth, your love, your heart, your soul, your family makes you whole. The beat of the cedar tree that flows through your veins stays with you forever till your dying days. She made you strong, resilient, so hospitable to all. The olive, za'atar, the kibbeh, hummus and tabbouleh keeps the culture alive. For it's the essence of the Lebanese, Ya Habibi, Ya Habibi, that sets us apart from the rest. We laugh, we cry, we love with all our might, for it's the will of the Lebanese that will never give up our plight. Whether on the land of the cedar tree or living elsewhere, our blood bleeds Lebanon. We will always care, for we are a people who stand together strong, even when those evil forces continue to do us wrong. This is our land, our heart, our rich culture. You'll never kill. Like the white dove of peace, we'll always fly high, pure with our love for Lebanon, cause Ya Habibi will never die. From generation to generation, we'll always keep that spirit, which is the love of life and love of Lebanon. A sovereign nation where the mountains fill your lungs and the sea lets you float to your heart's content. It's a land of great beauty and history we'll never forget. For my parents' love emerged from this great country to give us a firm foundation for a life so full. You'll need no more than this spirit of Lebanon, which fuels your passion, your life, your heart till the end. You see, Ya Habibi, we are Lebanon, and no matter what you throw at us, we will rise to the greatest heights in the name and legacy of our elders, which bleed red, white, and green, proudly expressing our culture of resilience, strength, and immortality. Ya Habibi, Ya Habibi, we are love, we are life, we are here forever in solidarity. Ya Habibi. Thank you. Shukran kullun. Hamdulillaykun. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. My name is Hannah. My mother is from a village in the south called Bint Jebel. 4 kilometers from the border with Israel. My father is from Beirut. After the news of a beekeeper named Maru Fremal, who was killed by an Israeli drone attack in the south. My dad's name is Ziad. He was born in Lebanon and moved to Australia with his family in 1985. He's kept an incredible array of hobbies over his life, but for a while, my dad kept bees. Maru Fremal was a beekeeper in southern Lebanon. He sat on the board of the Beekeepers Union and he sourced bee strains for most of the apiaries in the region. Last week, Maruf was killed by the occupation in a drone strike. Every Palestinian and Lebanese person knows the feeling of seeing yourself and your family and every person who is murdered, every person who is injured, and every displaced person. You see a child crying that looks like your sibling. You see a hostage who bears the same name as your mother. You see a martyr who has features that are eerily similar to your own. Maruf's murder haunts me, and it reminds me of my dad's time as a beekeeper. I learnt a lot. I learnt that worker bees are all female, that they work in perfect synchrony their whole lives and generate only about a 1/12 of a teaspoon each. I learnt that bees communicate by dancing. They have one of the most finely tuned internal compasses and navigation systems on the planet. But mostly, I learnt about beekeepers themselves. I know that beekeeping takes patience, which Maruf doubtlessly had in bounds. I know that maintaining a hive takes a careful, particular eye for the perfect queen, and nearly every single apiary in the south had queen bee strains that were chosen by Maruf. I remember my dad explaining how each queen had a distinct personality and a temperament that could be passed on to every single bee. I know that beekeepers are generous. My dad gifted hundreds of kilos of honey to every single family member and friend. How many people enjoyed Maruf's honey? How many people enjoyed Maruf's generosity? I can't help but cry at the thought of these two Lebanese men that never met, that never will, who shared a homeland and a love for the small creatures of this world. I can picture my dad opening his hands at the dinner table to reveal a bee, much to my mum's alarm, and I imagine Maruf joyfully doing the same. And more than anything, I am tortured by the possibility that Maruf heard the buzzing of the drone that struck him down and was reminded of the buzz of a bee. The veil that separates my dad and Maruf, two beekeepers on opposite sides of the world, is made only of chance. The same is true for every Lebanese person in the diaspora. For me, Maruf's death hits particularly close to home because I know that he cared for the environment as only an Indigenous person can. I know he spoke for his fellow workers as a union representative, and he tended quietly to the miraculous little creatures who themselves tend to our earth. Arab men, when they are martyred, aren't afforded the privilege of empathy or grief. Instead, they are falsely accused and scrutinized. Please take a moment for Maruf. Please take a moment for every one of our martyrs and remember that they are not just numbers. They are people with inner universes that are just as rich as yours, with interests and hobbies and passion. And for Maruf, a love of the bees.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.